Hello again and welcome back. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. We come to you every day to tell you about interesting and important things that are happening around the world. At the same time, we help you learn and improve your American English skills. First, we'll talk about hackers. With so much information now kept on computers, it can be easy for important information about you or your company to fall into the wrong hands. Then we're off to Belgium to enjoy a special kind of food. It is almost a certainty that you'll be hungry after listening to this one. As it is starting right now. Cyber attacks at Sony Pictures and other major companies have raised questions about the safety of corporate and personal information. Companies now face a growing risk that attackers will steal their information or cause damage to their computers. Mario Ritter has more on the threat to corporate security.
On Christmas Day, December 25th, hackers attacked Sony Corporation of America's PlayStation computer network. Hackers already had taken a huge amount of data, including emails from another part of the company, weeks earlier. The attackers said they were angry about Sony Pictures' new film, The Interview. United States officials said they believe North Korea supported the attack. North Korea denies this. Whoever was responsible, the computer hacking and release of data created a crisis for Sony and its main headquarters in Japan. Sony has not been the only target of data theft. In September, the Home Depot announced it had suffered a 5-month attack on its payment centers. The company said the attackers got data from tens of millions of customers. A similar attack took place at the big retail store, Target. Experts say each cyber attack is different. Hugh Thompson is with the security company Bluecoat. He says the attacks are targeted. He says the attackers do not give up easily, and they often seek information about individual employees. Hugh Thompson says hackers may use social media to get personal information about an individual.
People like system administrators, and then going online to social media and finding out what their favorite restaurant is, what their favorite sports team is, and then crafting an email that looks so painfully normal that you really think that it is from a friend or is from a colleague.
The person receiving such an email then may be tricked into clicking on a link and downloading a computer virus. Security businesses like Bluecoat or Cyfort work with other companies to prevent and identify cyber attacks. Some hackers, however, belong to complex organizations, and they wait a long time to get the information they are looking for. Fengmin Gong is the co-founder of Cyfort. He says hackers can use groups of software tools that make cyber attacks easy.
They can get hold of a lot of toolkits. A lot of attack techniques and solutions get packaged, so easily available to them.
He says these measures are part of a huge hacking industry. The research company eMarketer says online trade has reached $1.5 trillion a year and continues growing. In such a huge marketplace, some companies sell the ability to buy online protection. Andrew Steingrubel is with the online payment service PayPal. He spoke to VOA on Skype. He says websites like his help buyers do online shopping safely.
Because of the work I do, I'm actually kind of an optimist on a lot of this about how well at least some companies are doing in upping their game, in developing better next generation defenses, and the way technology and innovation are leading the way on keeping companies and their customers safer.
PayPal works with people it calls ethical hackers, individuals who launch attacks on computer systems to test their security. Last year, the company paid an Egyptian engineer $10,000 for reporting a computer weakness or vulnerability. Experts say individuals can protect themselves by updating security software, keeping passwords safe, and guarding personal information. Businesses, however, need to increase their efforts even more because hackers use increasingly complex methods to steal data. I'm Mario Ritter.
You are listening to the Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. The country of Belgium is divided into three communities. Each one has its own language and traditions. But the people of Belgium are united in their love for Belgian potato fries. The fries are prepared and sold the same way in all areas of the country. Christopher Cruz has more.
The fries are prepared and sold the same way in all areas of the country. The Reuters News Service reports that potatoes reached Belgium in the 16th century. But it was not until the 19th century that restaurants and others began selling fried potatoes throughout the country as a separate meal. Recently, a Belgian group launched a campaign aimed at getting the United Nations to recognize the popular treat. The group wants the UN's educational, scientific, and cultural organization to place the food on its cultural heritage list. The UNESCO list recognizes more than 300 objects, beliefs, and practices. They include Turkish coffee and the traditional Chinese theater known as Peking Opera. The list also includes a dance, the Argentinian tango, and the singing of the Aka Pygmies of the Central African Republic. UNESCO says the list is made up of intangible heritage elements that help demonstrate the diversity of heritage and raise awareness about its importance. To appear on the list, each item needs an expression of support from a minister of culture. Belgium has three such ministers, one for each part of the country. Last year, the government of the Dutch-speaking area of Flanders recognized Belgian fried potatoes as an important part of national culture. The French and German-speaking communities are expected to debate the issue this year. Belgian potato fries are traditionally sold in a paper wrapper or cone in a fritkot, a small building or shack. There are about 5,000 fritkots in Belgium. That means they are 10 times more common as a percentage of the population as McDonald's restaurants in the United States. The National Organization of Fritkot Owners says the small, often unfinished buildings are much like Belgium itself. It says these buildings combine the country's acceptance of disorder with a dislike of structures that all look the same. The group says 95% of Belgians visit a fried potato shack at least once a year. I'm Christopher Cruz.
And I'm a hungry Jim Tedder in Washington. Thank you for joining us today. This is VOA, the Voice of America.